Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks. My name is Rachel, and today I'm very excited because I have one of my favorite guests back again. She's also one of my favorite people and one of my favorite friends. One of my best friends. I met her in a film school, so we know what we're talking about. Let's just get that out of the way. We are professionals. She's my friend. It's Kathleen Sullivan!
Yay! I'm so excited to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, thank you for being here. You mentioned when you were here last time that the movie we're talking about today is your favorite Colin Hanks movie. Is that correct?
I would say this one and the Jumanji sequel, which we are not discussing today, but I see them as a pair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't seen the sequel and now I'm very excited to watch it because I guess we'll get into it, but this movie is fun. Okay. Well, we already spoiled it, but today we are talking about Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle from 2017. This is a sequel to the original Jumanji, right?
I would say yes. And actually I happened to catch this. So the day that I had planned to watch this movie, I saw that the original Jumanji was on TV and I'd already missed most of it, but I was like, I'll just catch the ending. You know, I always like that movie. And I do think that it picks up kind of where the other one left off pretty well. It's so at the end of the original, they're like, oh, we have to get rid of this board game that cursed our lives. Let's put it in a bag with a bunch of weights and throw it in the river. And then it, like, the very end of the movie, you see it. Oh, it washed up on a beach and like the drum, you can hear the drums. And then this movie starts with someone finds it like washed up on a beach. So
yeah,
continuity.
Wow, so it is a direct sequel to the movie. I am sad. I know. I am sad that this movie wasn't made while Robin Williams was still alive, because I feel like he would have been in it somehow.
I agree. And they did do some little like homage moments that I appreciated. Like, I won't spoil because I'm sure we're going to get into it. But there's somebody that we meet who's been living in the jungle for a while, and he's living in Alan Parrish's little treehouse hut thing. And that's the name of Robin Williams' character in the original movie.
Yeah. That was a sweet little nod to that.
Yeah.
Well, for anyone who hasn't seen it, this movie is, the synopsis on IMDb is, four teenagers are sucked into a magical video game, and the only way they can escape is to work together to finish the game. Is that correct?
I would say yes. That sounds correct.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good, log line, you know? Well, If I were doing it, I would say Jumanji, right? Because if you're selling it, you want to be like, this is a sequel.
Yeah. You want to use that brand name to your advantage.
Yeah. And we have The Rock attached to it. This is a very fun cast. We've got The Rock, a.k.a. Dwayne Johnson, Karen Gillan from Doctor Who and Guardians of the Galaxy fame, Kevin Hart, who is notoriously short, right? They're always making fun of his height in every single movie he's in. And Jack Black, who plays a teenage girl perfectly. I did like his portrayal of a teenage girl, because it could veer on like making fun of teenage girls, like, but I feel like at times he was like, it felt like there was a teenage girl in his body. You know what I mean?
I absolutely agree. Like, sometimes I had to remind myself he was just acting. He didn't really turn into a teenage girl.
Yeah. Jack Black has never done the like I mean, he has done like kind of serious movies, but he's never done the like, I'm trying to get my Oscar moment, right? That I feel like a lot of comedian actors have tried to do or do.
I think he was in the King Kong movie that came out. I can't remember. I think it was like the early 2000s, but I think that was his like serious moment.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember that being very funny.
Yeah. And that was Colin Hanks was in that movie too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like he could do a serious role and like go for an Oscar. He has the acting chops to do it, but I guess he just is a silly boy and he wants to stay silly.
And good for him because he's great at it.
He is good.
If he's having fun. I support him.
Yeah. Also for me, this also has Nick Jonas in it, just for me. that was a very exciting cameo. Not really. He's a character. He's not a cameo, you know. But it was exciting for me. And then Colin Hanks plays a kid who the original kid who gets sucked into the video game, and he plays like kind of like the Robin Williams character, but not really. And we don't know it's Colin Hanks until the absolute very end of the movie. That is a cameo, because they seriously could have gotten anyone for that role, but they got Colin Hanks because Colin is a lover of doing very short cameos in movies.
I mean, you know, if you're good at something and you enjoy it and you just go for like a day and get a paycheck, good for you.
Yeah, it is just difficult for me because I have to watch every movie that he's in for this podcast. And then it's just like me sitting around waiting around for Colin to show up, and then I blink and then he's gone. But yeah.
Or in the case of the first movie that you and I discussed, he showed up in the first 5 minutes of the movie and then was gone. And I kept waiting for him to come back and he never did.
Yeah. Basically what we're saying is we want more Colin Hanks. He's always leaving us wanting more. You know,
it's true.
I guess that's better than making us want him to disappear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing for me is that he plays Nick Jonas. Well, Nick, you know, they're the same character, which is fun for me because it's like Nick Jonas is like one of my celebrity crushes, and then Colin Hanks is like one of my favorite people. So it's like they're the same person. It's very fun. That was just fun for me. This movie was also written by four people or three people. I thought it was four when I saw it on the credits, but IMDb only has three people. Chris McKenna, Eric Summers, and Scott Rosenberg. Three men.
That is, I was watching the credits and I kept being like, men.
Yeah.
Men. Man.
Yeah. Men. It was a very manly crew. It was also directed by a man, Jake Kasdan, who I don't know what he's done, but that name sounds familiar.
Well, I will have you know, as per my previous appearance on this podcast, I look up the trivia after every movie that I watch, and Jake Kasdan is the son of Lawrence Kasdan, who was very involved with like George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. He worked on Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Empire Strikes Back. So he is succeeding in his father's footsteps.
Oh, nepotism. No, I'm just kidding. Well, when I go on his IMDb, you know how it tells you what you are, you know, even if you're a multi-hyphenate, it tells you what you are by what's popped up first. It says he's a producer because he's got 25 producing credits. And his top one is they announced A Bad Teacher 2, which I don't think anyone asked for.
I didn't. I'll just note that. I can't speak for anyone else.
I did not ask for that. I don't think anyone did. But I guess we're getting it. So cool. Good for you, Hollywood.
Every time I see something like that, I'm like, I like to write and I write original things and my things are not getting made into big Hollywood movies. But, you know, good for you guys. I'm happy for you.
Right? That's yeah. No, that's upsetting. Is it? Especially nowadays, I feel like, and everyone complains about this, and some things I get excited about that they're like bringing back or doing more of or whatever, but it, honestly, it is too, it's too much. They're like, this works, right? And it's like, no, it only works for certain special, like even Jumanji is like bringing back an old thing that already happened, and it did work in this case, but most of the time it doesn't work.
I agree, and I was very hesitant the first time I watched this movie because I was thinking, oh, it's another reboot or sequel, whatever you want to think of it as, and I just assumed it's gonna, it's, I don't think it ever ruins the original. Like, I can still go watch the original of whatever and enjoy it just as much, but it just feels sad that it's, you know, oh, now this exists too and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel that way about Jumanji, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Every time I think about that, I think about how they did Miss Congeniality too, and that really ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Or Legally Blonde too is also not very good.
I can't even remember if I saw Legally Blonde too. The first one is just so good. I can't.
Yeah. I don't like to think about it. They might be doing a Legally Blonde 3, I think. I saw something about it, but maybe I'm making that up. It just seems like something that Hollywood would do. And I'm like, no.
It does seem that way. And I understand Hollywood is very risk averse and they want to just keep putting money into things that they're like, oh, the first one made money, but the second one, you know, that'll make even more money. But I don't know. I just would like to see more original content. And I'm bored of sequels and reboots, even though, again, we are here to talk about a reboot sequel that I very much enjoyed.
Yeah. It works, but it's a very rare situation. Instead of Hollywood thinking that all reboots and whatever are going to do well, and I guess they do money-wise because they do draw whatever, but for it's about quality, not quantity.
Mm-hmm.
But Hollywood is all about the money, so I get it. They're like, we made the money back, let's move on to the next thing. It's like, yeah, but what about the staying power of the movies that you're making, the things that like get people excited about making movies and being in movies and watching movies? Like, what about that, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. So this movie is kind of like the other one, but not really, because the other one is in the real world where the board game comes out to us. But this one is they go into a video game. And also the board game like magically makes itself into a video game because Colin Hanks's character is like, I don't want to play a board game. Board games are old and lame. And then it like overnight turns into like a video game because it's like, oh, you don't want me here, now you want me. But that, I thought that was fun. But then also I was like wait, but the original Jumanji was in the 90s, video games were around then, but then I remembered that it starts with Robin Williams as a kid. Mm-hmm. In the I don't know when it was
supposed to be like the 60s.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But another thing about that was that the guy, his dad was the safari hunter guy in the board game, right?
Yeah, Van Pelt, which is the same name as the villain in this movie.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so you know more than me. I didn't know that. But I was hoping that because the bad guy in this movie, I thought he was going to have a connection to the real world, but he didn't, because then that would be like the original movie.
I do think that would have been cool. Like, I know the principal at the school was played by Mark Evan Jackson, which probably doesn't seem like the most imposing villain, but I think there could have been something fun or cool there.
Yeah. But no, they didn't. And you know what? Fine. it just would have been a fun addition. Also, all I remember about, no, I mean, I remember a lot about the original, but I remember that his dad worked in a shoe company, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun to bring back shoes. It, like, if he was like, look at my shoes. I don't know. I'm trying to find.
just something about shoes.
Yeah. He's like, look at my shoes. Anyway, so we have one of the Wolf brothers and I can't remember which, Nate or Nick, right? I don't know what the Naked Brothers Band. Did you ever watch
No,
that?
I know that. I'm just trying to remember which wolf it was.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Let me see. It is Alex Wolf. Okay, so I was completely wrong.
Neither.
Alex. Yeah. Alex Wolf, he's like the nerdy kid at school. And then we have like a ditzy blonde, of course, popular blonde girl. And then we have like a jock guy who's making the nerd give him his homework. You know, this stereotypical characters. And then this dweeby, smart girl who's shy, but then also sticks up for herself in gym class because she doesn't want to. Because, yeah.
It's almost like we had a jock, a nerd, a popular girl, and a basket case all in detention together.
Wow. You're right. So this movie is also a sequel to The Breakfast Club.
Yep. Wow.
And their job is to unstaple magazines. And then, but then they discover the Jumanji game, and then they all play, and then it's funny because they all pick their avatars and they all pick them based off of names, and you can't judge a character by his name because that's when we get the funny stuff that happens.
I would like to just briefly discuss though, because I was very surprised that detention involved like a task, a really dumb task. I don't know if, because I only know my own experience, but when I went to school, detention was just you sit in a room and like fold your hands and think about your crimes. And yeah. Now I'm wondering if that's the weird thing, or I'm not saying you ever were in detention. You seem like you were a wonderful, upstanding student, but did you have to take staples out of magazines?
No, but I know that it was like you got detention by each of the teacher that you got in trouble with, instead of like one big detention for everyone who's in trouble, because then that just would have been everyone in the school, because I feel like everyone got detention at least once. But it was depending on what the teacher was. So I remember one time I got an English class because some girl was talking to me and I wasn't talking to her, but whatever. Anyway, and then it was just like sitting in there after class and not doing anything. Like, you couldn't even do homework. You just had to sit there. And I think that was, like, kind of the case with... I also got detention from my physics teacher. And that was just, like, sitting there also doing nothing in the class. So, I don't know. I feel like it varies depending on the school or the teacher, maybe. I don't know. Honestly, if I was a teacher and I had a lot of shitty stuff I had to do, like, chores or something like that, and like these kids were in detention, I would make them do it. Like, it's like I have to recycle all these magazines, but I have to pull out the staples. I'm gonna make my detention kids do it. So to me, it did seem like strange, but then also not too strange, because I was like, honestly, I would do that if I was a teacher.
All right, I'll buy it. I'm on board.
Okay, cool. Cool. Maybe if there was one kid who made a line, like said something like, "We're not just gonna sit and do our homework," and then the principal is like, "No, I'm too lazy to do these myself." Then that would have made more sense, right? But yeah, then they get sucked into the game. We get a whole big funny business about how the jock is now Kevin Hart and he's very short. And then the nerdy kid is The Rock and he's really big. And then he has no hair. And then the dweeby girl is now like she's a hot babe. And then the popular girl is Jack Black. And then it's very funny. And then immediately, she gets eaten by a hippopotamus, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. It would be scary if you like you act like you're aware of yourself dying, but then you come back because they're in a video game, so they come back. But it's like so. You remember dying? Isn't that scary? That's a scary thought.
It is incredibly scary. And I also, like, at the time that that happened, they hadn't truly figured out they're in the video game yet. And I just felt like they didn't react strongly enough to seeing someone that they know get eaten by a hippo. Like, they're yeah. just kind of like, oh no. Like, what happened? And I was like, I'd be like screaming and crying and vomiting. Like, someone just got eaten by a hippo in front of me.
Yeah. I can't even imagine watching someone, even if like you, because they're in these weird bodies. So they're like kind of, I guess, having like an out of body experience because it's not really their body, you know, whatever. Right. So maybe that is why they didn't respond all that well, because they were like, I don't. But you are seeing an actual human in this world die by getting eaten by. So that is traumatizing, even if you don't know that person. So you're right. But I think they were having a moment of like, what is going on? Maybe that's why they didn't react. But yeah, anyway, scary. And then we find out that they have like lives, like a video game, and they only have three. And that becomes a big thing in this. Because once they die, you know? Yeah. So yeah. And then they just have to go on this mission. And then it's very funny because they have... they meet like all the in-game characters who just have their one line of dialogue that they keep saying over and over again. It's just funny. It's like when you aren't playing a video game and you run into someone and they're like, hello, nice to meet you. What would you like to buy in the store? And you're like, no. And then, hello, would you? Anyway, they also all find out that they have strengths and weaknesses. And what was it? Oh, Kevin Hart's character, his weakness is cake. And that was very funny.
And it was very relatable because I think my weakness is also cake. I was eating a piece of cheesecake while I was watching the movie. And I was just like, you know what, Kevin Hart, don't be ashamed. No judgment here.
Where'd you get the cheesecake from?
I ordered groceries from a store that has like a bakery inside. So I had them bring me a piece of cheesecake from the bakery.
Oh, okay. That's good. I've been going to the Cheesecake Factory a lot lately.
That sounds great.
Just because, you know, what else can you do right now? Go eat at Cheesecake Factory. So I'm into cheesecake. That sounds yummy. But yeah, he eats cake, and then it's funny because then he's like, well, maybe it's just my weakness, you know, like I can't stop eating it. But he explodes, which is a very funny joke. It just like really doesn't do anything for the story except for get him to die once so that everyone is like even on the number of lives they have left. But also it's funny. He like his weakness is cake, and instead of like that's like a thing people say, my weakness is cake, but his weakness really is cake because it made him explode. Very funny.
And that's just one of those things about this movie that I really appreciate, that the humor was, it just didn't offend anybody. It's just funny because it's funny. It's funny because it's about cake. I don't know. It didn't have to resort to making fun of anybody or any groups of people. And yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Another scene that I thought was funny that I liked a lot was when, what's her face was her strength with like fight dancing, which are like, what is that? And then we get to see it. She like fights these guys by dancing, and it's very funny. Yeah. I feel like the writers probably just were like, they thought of funny ideas and then they went back and that's what they wrote for their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Fight dancing. What would you say is your strength and your weaknesses if you were in a video game?
If I was in a video game, well, I like to run a lot, so I think maybe speed or endurance for a strength. And I don't know, I already made the joke that cheesecake is my weakness, so I gotta pick a new one. And plus, like, the movie already made that joke, so now I can't think of one.
It's okay. You don't have one. You're like,
yeah, I'm like Dr. Bravestone.
Yeah. You have no weakness. But the person who plays him had a weakness. He was like scared, easily scared by like small animals. But yeah, I think my weakness is BTS. Just kidding. No, but really. And also, endurance is my weakness. You would leave me in the dust. I'd be like, but that's why we'd be a great pair, you know? I would be your sidekick. Like how Kevin Hart's character was The Rock's sidekick. And it was funny. Yeah. And then they end up meeting Nick Jonas's character, which is fun. And then they get to his hut, which is Alan's old hut. And then it's really sad because he's like talking kind of like in 90s slang. And then they find out that he's like, I've only been here a couple months. And then they find out he's been there for 20 years. So sad. Because, yeah, in the real world, his house that like his dad lives at is like kind of the freak house or fear house or something like that. And it's just been, it looks really like the rundown house because he's sad because his son disappeared 20 years ago. So sad. And he is a pilot who's afraid of flying because the last couple times he flew, he got shot down by orangutans or something like that.
I guess that would tend to make anyone a little scared of flying.
Yeah. Also, if you're living there alone with no one else and he only has one life left, so he's just chilling out trying to survive. But he's also, his weakness is mosquitoes. Oh, no. Yeah, which comes into play because then he gets bit by the, so they end up getting across this like thingy. I don't know what it's called. Like large. That's it. And it's real funny because Kevin Hart is drunk. Oh, another thing that Nick Jonas's strength is margaritas, right?
Yep.
So he makes a bunch and Kevin Hart's character drinks them all and then gets really drunk. And then he accidentally drops the jewel and they have to go back for it. And then whatever. But anyways, they make it across and Nick Jonas gets bit by a mosquito. Oh, no. And he dies. But then Bethany, who's Jack Black, who has a crush on Nick Jonas, because who wouldn't? She gives one of her lives away. Aw, so sweet. Yeah. Because in her mind, this is like another kid. But we found out later it's not. It's Colin Hanks. Anyways, yeah. And then a bunch of other things happen. They decide to all work together. And then they beat what's his face and they put the jewel on the top of the thingy and then they yell Jumanji and they're out of the game.
They did it.
And then they all come back and they're like, what? Oh, and then also what is his name, the nerd kid and the nerd girl, they like each other.
Yes.
Spencer and Martha.
I related very strongly to he's The Rock still when he finds out that Martha likes him and his reaction is so over the top, like, what? And I was like, that's exactly how I feel when I find out someone likes me. I'm like, no, you know, it doesn't matter how obvious it was. Cause like in the movie, it's very obvious that they both like each other.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was funny as well. Cause it's so relatable.
Yeah, it's cute watching them both play like they're being played by awkward teenagers because it's like The Rock, right? It's just that's part of the humor too of this movie is like watching the actors play like they're teenagers in their bodies. Though I will say Kevin Hart just plays Kevin Hart. I feel like he always is acting like he's got a teenager in his body. But, yeah. Do you want to hear some fun facts from IMDb?
Yes.
Okay. The statues in the jungle set are modeled after the board game pieces in the original Jumanji.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. If Dwayne Johnson could play any other role in the film, he played Jack Black's character, Bethany. Johnson said, I know how much fun Jack had every day playing a 16-year-old self-obsessed girl. That's just Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart are known for their intensive workout routines, but it was Karen, whose character is an expert in various martial arts and dance fighting, who did the most extensive work with the stunt team to learn the fight choreography for her scenes. That's a boring fact. Jack Black had a lot of fun as Bethany teaching Karen's character to flirt. I was teaching her how to flirt and how to work it runway style. It was like a living organism kind of scene where some of it was on the page, but a lot of it was just happening in real time. What? Anyway,
you lost me, Jack Black.
Yeah. Okay, Ruby Roundhouse's outfit was influenced by that of Lara Croft.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mouse Finbar wears a little badge with the picture of a slice of cake and a line going across it, a nod to the fact that his character's weakness is cake. The badge can be seen on the upper left side of his vest.
That is very specific, and I love it.
Tom Holland was originally cast as Seaplane McDonough, but had to drop out of the film due to scheduling conflicts with Spider-Man Homecoming, so Nick Jonas was cast in his place.
Really is your dream character.
It is. It's all three. It's Colin, Nick, and Tom Holland had parts with it. Wow. Wow. Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart credit their on-screen chemistry to their off-screen friendship.
Cute.
Dwayne Johnson pitched the name Smolder to Jake Kasdan via text. What if his name was Smolder, but he had this unique ability to just smolder? And he's like, I love it.
I love that this is how ideas come to life, you know?
Yeah. But also he has an iconic smolder, right? Or like eyebrow.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call the original rock facial expression a smolder.
It's an eyebrow, but whatever. Anyway, to film the albino rhino scene, the cast spent days harnessed into a full-size customized helicopter mounted on a special effects gimbal rig elevated 20 feet in the air. Okay, these are just getting kind of boring because I don't need to know about that. But the Tom Holland one surprised me. Wow, how fun.
Cool.
Yeah. What are your favorite scenes in the movie?
Well, I do really like the scene where Jack Black is teaching Karen Gillan how to flirt. I thought that was just good physical comedy right there. I think pretty much any time Jack Black as Bethany was featured in a scene, I found that to be just really entertaining and the most like somehow heartwarming, because Bethany had such a major character arc throughout the film, but in a way that was also funny. So I think those scenes are my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Bethany was very funny. And Jack playing Bethany was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah, she does have a major. And then it's cute at the end when they run into Colin Hanks. He has a whole family. And like, it's like he... This is where I get confused, though, because what about the butterfly effect of everything? Because when he gets spit out of the game, he gets spit back out into the 90s and he gets to live his whole life or whatever. Kind of like how Robin Williams in the original Jumanji, they all come back and they go back in time and then they get to live their full lives. And then they see the kids later on and they're like, you, whatever. Anyway, but but he gets to go back, and then so then they see him later, and the house is not scary anymore. It's got Christmas decorations on it, and then they see he's got a family, and then he named his daughter Bethany after the girl who saved his life. Aww.
I thought it was a little weird.
It was weird. No, it was weird because then it kind of seems like they're like in love or whatever. I don't know.
Right. He's like an adult and she's 16.
Yeah. He's in his 40s and she's, it was weird, but it was also kind of sweet, but also weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
It's weird.
You're right. That's a new word. It is weird. But yeah, Bethany, because you could tell that she's still like in love with him or something like that. But just the way that she was like looking at him. But it was sweet and weird, but it was sweet because she did have a major change. She's like had the biggest change, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go back to school, she's hanging out with, it's that thing where like her popular friends are like, what? You're going to hang out with the weirdos? You want to go camping? Weird. But she's changed now, right?
Yeah, she like is nice now.
Yeah. And then Martha and Spencer, they kiss.
Oh.
And he kissed really intensely where he almost took her beanie off her head. I like noticed because she was like, at one point, because he was really, it was intense. Anyway, yeah. So those were your favorites. What were your least favorite moments? No, you don't have to tell me, but.
I don't think I have any anyway. I had a lot of like logistical questions, but I wouldn't say that made scenes not my favorite. Like there was a scene where they had to pee and they were like, you know, like Bethany, Jack Black, she's never had to pee with a penis before. So she didn't know how, but I was just like, you're in a video game. Why do you have to pee? Or like, I understand, like sometimes in video games, you have to like eat, quote unquote, to get your power level or your strength level or whatever. But like, I've never, except for The Sims, I have never played a video game where the characters have to pee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it would have been funny if they like made a joke about how like, man, I haven't had to pee in a long time or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the video game. But I guess it was also maybe just like men wrote this and a man directed it. And they're like, wouldn't it be funny if we had a penis joke?
Yeah.
Because she does like, man, I wish I could take a picture of this right now or something like that. Or Instagram that she was peeing with a penis. But yeah, they just wanted to have that joke in there. There was like another joke. Oh, there was another joke that I was like, oh no. After she saves his life, Jack Black saves Nick Jonas's life. Then they're like, whoa. She has a, you know, she got excited saving his life. And she like makes a joke like, these things are crazy or something like that. And I was like, I was like, what is this movie rated? Because that doesn't seem like it would fly all that well with a G or a PG rating.
No, but I also think it's one of those jokes that kids wouldn't understand. Like, they wouldn't know to not get it. Like, it would just go right over their heads.
It's for the parents, but also it's just a weird insert. And I was like, yeah, this is probably a guy joke.
Yeah.
Okay, it's PG-13. So I wonder if they didn't have that joke. And then also there's one point where when they're getting sucked into the game and he says, oh, shit. I wonder if those were the moments that made it PG-13 and not like a PG movie. Because this feels like it should be a PG movie, right?
Yeah, I definitely would have thought it was PG.
Yeah, it's PG-13 because the original Jumanji was PG. Oh, ratings. Anyway, well, is there anything else you'd like to say about Jumanji? Welcome to the jungle.
I think we've covered pretty much everything. I wrote down a bunch of stuff.
We could just talk about how cute Nick Jonas is.
We can always talk about how cute Nick Jonas is. I wrote down, I was like, Jack Black has a crush on, like, finally Nick Jonas is here and Jack Black has a crush on him. Who amongst us, although I myself was a Joe girl back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I wrote down that I thought it was really deep, but it was actually like a nice way to get a message out of a movie about a video game, to be like, we always only have one life, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, The Rock says, I only have one life. Like, I need to be careful with it. And Kevin Hart is like, we always only have one life. And I was like, that's so deep.
Yeah. That resonated with me a lot, because there is that whole thing of like, well, you know, everyone's being careless right now and I can't go out anymore. But it's like, no, Rachel, as long as you're being safe, you can't stop yourself from not having a life. You can't stay inside all day.
I thought of COVID stuff, because at the beginning of the movie, the like nerdy character Spencer is getting ready to like leave his house for the day, and he puts on hand sanitizer and then like puts it on his neck like cologne. I was like, you know what? You were doing that before there was a pandemic. What a king of self-care and hygiene.
Yeah. It was, yeah, I saw that and I had to be like, wait, did he just, okay. He put it on his neck. That was very funny. But yeah, I did. Yeah. I guess the moral of the story is you only have one life to live.
Yep.
The soap opera, One Life to Live. So you can't be scared. You have to go live your life. So live your life. Whoa. Okay. Well, you know that for this season, I'm making everyone design a handkerchief based on the movie that they saw. So what would the Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle handkerchief look like?
I think there's like a logo that shows up on the screen of the video game when it first starts up, that it might even say Welcome to the Jungle. I can't remember now, but yeah. it's like a cool little, like, you know, Jumanji logo thing that I feel like would be really cool.
And yeah. Would it be like green?
Or? Yeah, I feel like green is a good Jumanji color. And I feel like the logo was yellow and blue. So it'd be like a green handkerchief with the yellow and blue logo.
Yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm. And then a little Nick Jonas. No.
No, there's actually Nick Jonas's face is in each corner.
That's just what I would want. Oh, Nick. Why are you married to Priyanka and not me? Just kidding. Honestly, he seems like he's not very, like, Joe seems like the fun one. And, but I don't know. Nick seemed very fun in this movie. Made me love him more. Anyway, okay. Also making everyone do a BuzzFeed quiz loosely based on the movie that they saw. But this time, it's not loosely based. We're doing answer these random questions to reveal your Jumanji avatar.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. First question. Choose a male celebrity. Jason Derulo, Jackie Chan, Rupert Grint, or Vin Diesel?
Wow. Rupert Grint.
Mm. Choose a female celebrity. Liza Koshy, Sophie Turner, Jada Pinkett Smith, or Taylor Swift?
Sophie Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking with my redhead crew.
Yeah. And British, right? Is she British?
Yeah, I think she is.
Wow. Okay. Choose a color. Green, black, brown, or blue?
Green.
Choose a book. The Fault in Our Stars, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, or Pride and Prejudice?
Before I choose, I would just like to note that I love how specific it is to Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, not any of the other six Harry Potter books. I'm going to go with Pride and Prejudice.
Ooh, yeah. Choose a movie. The Karate Kid, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, The Avengers, or The Perks of Being a Wallflower?
You know I'm choosing The Avengers.
Yeah. Choose a houseplant. Okay. Unfortunately, these are all pictures of houseplants and it doesn't have any words. So I will describe them to you. Okay. So the first one, honestly, these all look exactly the same to me. The first one has like, it's like a big green leaf, but it's got little tiny white details on the side of the leaf, you know? The second one is like, it looks like all the leaves are like curled into each other, but they're nice and green. The next one is like maybe like five leaves on a big stick. And then the last one is like kind of like a muted green, like a soft green. And it's got little petals. And maybe it looks like maybe if you touch it, it would be fuzzy.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with that first one. That first one sounded fun.
Yeah, it's pretty. Okay. Choose a country. France, Canada, Germany, or Egypt?
Let's go with Egypt.
Okay.
Why not?
Fine. And finally, choose a flower. Sunflower, rose, daisy, or poppy?
I like daisies.
Yeah, daisies are nice. That's what, and you've got mail. She's like, daisies are the friendliest flowers. Oh, wow. You got Professor Shelley Oberon. Your skills are cartography, archaeology, and paleontology. You're armed with knowledge, and you're not afraid to use it.
All completely 100% true. I would really love to know what answers led to, like, I don't know. Was it Pride and Prejudice? Like, what made me Dr. Shelley overall?
I think it might have been the leaf, the plant you chose.
I'll never know.
We'll never know. Wow, how fun. I feel like I wonder if Nick Jonas is an option at all. Because I was like, the Sophie Turner seems like it would be related. Because it's, or Taylor Swift. I don't know.
I really thought that because I wasn't my intention, but because I chose like the two redheads and then the Avengers, that I was going to get Ruby Roundhouse.
Yeah. No.
Just goes to show. You never know.
You never know what you're going to get.
You always only have one life.
Yeah. You only have one life. But we can't take this quiz again. Just kidding. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle?
No, I think we've covered all of it. I had a great time watching it and talking to you about it.
Yeah, it was very fun. Okay, now we've got to rate it, though. Out of 5 Colin Hankses, how many Colin Hankses do you give Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle?
4.5.
Ooh, okay. You're saving the 5, I feel like, for...
It's got to be, like, a true perfection for me to give it a 5 out of 5.
Okay. All right. Well, when I am comparing it to all the other Colin Hanks movies that I've seen, and I've seen a lot, I'm going to give this movie 5 Colin Hankses.
Wow.
I enjoyed it a lot. It was very fun. I will say I should take off a 0.5 for very little Colin, but I will say that the amount of Colin in this was a lot more than the amount of Colin that I get in 90% of Colin's movies. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it was high quality Colin.
It was high quality Colin, whereas like we got probably the same amount of Colin in the Vacation movie, but that was not a great. It was an unfortunate scene that he was in. I didn't like it at all. So, yeah, even though it was a weird scene that he was in this one, it was sweet.
Yes.
But weird. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 5, but there's another one coming up. So I don't know. Is that one better? We'll see. We'll see. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. Is there anything you like to plug or promote or say or follow or...
No, I don't think so.
No?
I'm not cool enough to have things to plug. I just like to come on your show and talk about Jumanji.
Everyone, give Kathleen $5.
There you go.
Yeah.
I will send my Venmo information to anyone that wants to give me $5.
Yeah. I feel like if everyone was generous and gave us all $5, then we'd be pretty set for life, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you know, do that. And thank you so much for listening, everyone. I mean, thanks for listening. Okay. Bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast.